Good evening.
Good evening, Malcolm.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Connell?
I'm doing well. Did you have a happy fifth?
I did. Did you?
I did, yes.
Freedom should be celebrated every day, right?
Absolutely.
Gosh, it's not on one day, it's forever.
It's always fun.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I said it's always fun.
Yeah.
That's the key.
That's it.
No matter what happens, to enjoy it.
Every minute. You need to enjoy every minute.
Absolutely.
How's your grandchildren?
They're fine, but I believe... Who just came on?
Brandela?
Welcome, Brandy. You feeling well?
Yes.
Good.
Thank
we
you.
We can start.
Okay.
We're on Pasuk 10 in section 1 of the Parsha of Noah. And we'll start with Olashem Yehu. Olashem Yehu, Tabri Su, Ishim, Tehu, Hilu, Hishimu, Hilu, Hilu, Hishimu. Leachta, Lashem, Yud He, Bavav He, Beyehuda, Shalim, Bashem, Ko Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, la'asot Torah mitzvah. Vayehino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kurenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kurenehu. Ta'amim haya bedorotav, mai bedorotav. Ileini nun denachku, mineyahu ashlim. Lekal ho behu hawa shalim mikal ho. Tamim hayat eit yalid mahuz diktiv. Kit chalech lifanai veheye tamim bedorotav velo bedarich rin dialma. Ve'amineya nefaku toldot bi'alma. Rabbi Elazar asks, what is the meaning of his generations in the verse, perfect in his generations? And he replies that they are his descendants who issued from him, all of whom he perfected through his righteousness, and by whom he was also perfected. In other words, the verb perfect in his generations has two meanings. A, his wholeness perfected all the generations that descended from him. And B, he was perfected by the generations that descended from him. Another explanation is that perfect means that he was born circumcised. As it is written, walk before me, and be perfect, meaning circumcised. In his generations includes only Noah's descendants, and not the generations in the world in general, because they descended from him. In other words, even though the verse means that he was perfect in all the generations of the world, it says his generations to indicate that all the generations of the world are his, as they all descend from him. I'd also make a comment before I ask the question. The word perfect is being translated as perfect, but it's really the word in Hebrew, shalim or shalem, which comes from the same root as shalom. But shalem means, it can be translated as perfect, but it also means complete, whole. So are there any questions or comments or thoughts that you want to express about this verse? There's a spiritual law in this
Hello?
Verse.
Hello?
Go ahead. Yes, Martha.
Now, Noah's descendants, those descendants are also of the 70 nations, right?
Yes.
The sons went, okay. Tim was I guess you would say perfect, or the
from
the one
Shem,
that followed.
Shem was the oldest, and he was the father. Ultimately, Abraham came from Shem, but while Abraham came from Terach. Nominally, and he wasn't where Shem was. Shem located in Jerusalem, and he his name became Melchizedek, the king of the righteous. And so he became he started a yeshiva, a school to teach spirituality. And people studied the stories, the Midrashim, that had happened in their history. That was Shem. Then you have Yafet, who essentially Shem was to live promises that Shem would live in the tents. He would be studying, but he would live among the Yafet, the nations that came from Yafet. And then Ham is the third one. So basically, those three. Are what the three species, the white, the Negro, and the Oriental species, come from those three.
So those three sons were from Noah, which would been, they were perfect, right? So we talked about this the other day. He didn't circumcise his sons, but they may have circumcised themselves later. Correct?
Well, we have no way of knowing. There's nothing said in the Torah that they did. So we
okay.
would assume that if they had, that it, we would be notified. We, the Torah would have told us that. So we
okay.
would assume
so we
that they didn't.
Okay. So... the 70 nations, which came out of Noah, correct?
Right.
Okay. At that time, they were following the Torah or the Word of God, basically. They had an agreement.
Well, God spoke to Noah and gave him the seven Noahide laws, the seven mitzvot for the Noahide. And his three children were informed of those seven. And they followed it. The world, all of the nations were responsible for the seven Noahide laws up until... Moses received the Torah when the children of Israel accepted the 613 mitzvot that the Torah teaches us.
Okay.
But what's expressed in this verse is a spiritual law, and it's really a common sense law, which is you change yourself and your children change you. So you teach your children while they're teaching you.
True.
And that is really being expressed in this verse very clearly with Rabbi Ashlag's comments about the idea that he was perfect. So his children were perfected, but they were perfected by going into the ark, because the ark represents the agreement between God and Noah and his children. So by accepting entry to the ark, they perfected themselves. But at the same time, they caused Noah to become perfect. Now, if you contemplate that, you'll come to some very deep understandings about this idea of how you change.
Well, they perfected him because he taught them the way of God's word. So, and so reward was that they learned by their father, and the father was praised for teaching them to go out and teach the world, basically. To continue the word of God, I guess, is what I'm saying.
To extend it. Continue is a good word also, but it would probably be, they extended the word of God to other people. But there were no other people. There were just the three of them, and then they're ultimately their children.
Right. Well, they taught their children.
They taught their children, but each time you teach a generation, there's something lost.
The zeal.
What's lost is the fact that you don't repeat what you learned exactly the same way that you learned it.
But you can improve on what you learn.
Yes, you can and you should. But how do you do that?
By study, by...
But what did they have to study? They only had the oral history of the 10 generations from Adam to Noah, and all of those people had died. So the only, in essence, the only place they learned was directly from Noah or through their own meditations and connections to Hashem. And that's why, we learn about that when we realize that the yeshiva is called the yeshiva of Shem and Ever. Ever was one of the children of Shem. So we see that Ever learned the tools of how to connect to God, and so he had a different relationship, and so it could be improved upon. But we can't improve by ourselves, only through our connection to Hashem.
Right.
That's not taught or generally accepted in the secular world.
I know by asking questions that eventually you will get answers. I mean, that's kind of where I started. I started asking these questions to myself, but also speaking out to God. you know, please give me the wisdom to understand. These are my, I have many questions. You know, I started out simple questions, and, you know, it brought me to where I am today, which I have a lot more growth to do.
Every question that you ever asked is will be answered, just not necessarily in the time frame you wanted answered in.
Exactly. I've come to learn that. And, you know, I've had, even with the questions that I had with what we do daily with you, your teaching, I'll ask myself a question. I wonder why, I wonder this, I wonder that. And eventually we'll get around to it, you know, and you'll answer my question.
Eventually it'll all become clear.
Right.
So, verse 11. Tachate Noach itchaze miyoma titbarei alma demecheve peteva bechiburach ad umeal va viala itchaberu kachada lahawa alma kidka Yaot levatar makiti umeila nafza koharets mahu nafza kimadiat amer umisham ipared demitaman ishtekach peroda bidbadaru toldot the call Citrin. Come and see. From the day the world was created, Noah was destined to be joined in union with and to enter the ark. And until they were joined as one, the world had not reached a fully stable condition. And as soon as this occurred, it is written, from these was the whole earth overspread. What is meant by overspread? These words are analogous to the verse, and from thence the river parted, meaning that spreading out is similar to the supernal ark, which is the secret of the garden. For from that point in the text onward, we find the separation and diffusion of progeny into all quarters of the world. This means that after they were perfected in the ark, they were able to come forth and exist in the world of separation without being annihilated, as was the generation of the great flood. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I'm trying to put the Garden of Eden between the separations of the water. Is that from the Tree of Life with Chokhmah and Bina and the different vessels that come down from them?
The answer is yes, but bring it to a more practical level. The Torah says that there was a river that came out of Eden. And then it branched into four rivers. The Tigris, the Euphrates, the Jordan, and the Nile. So that's what it's referring to. But we've learned elsewhere in the Zohar that those rivers, the river that came out of Eden is the flow of Shefa that comes from Bina. And it includes Chachma. But the Chachma is potential until it reaches Malchut, which is its ultimate goal.
So this is a, I guess I would say, forerunner to the splitting of the reed of sea or the sea of reed with Moses, because was that the same thing as with Noah? The it's a split of the waters they could pass through. Was this a perfection as well? Is that part, would you consider that as going into the ark as well?
Yes. Moses was placed in an ark. It was called a basket, or that's the image that we have as a basket. But yes, it's an ark. And he floated on the waters, just like the ark, the image of the ark, same idea. And Moses was also born circumcised. So it's very much corrected. That's how Moses became perfected.
And how about the people that went through the sea across the other side when it split?
Well, the crossing of the other side was the breaking of limitations. Remember the Yam Suf? The translation of the Yam Suf is the sea of ends, the sea of limitations.
Okay.
So when it the sea split, it creates a cleansing, because you break the limitations that we create for ourselves. But it's an excellent point to make the connection to Moses, just as Noah was from the ark. Noah in the basket is like an ark.
When my mother died, which was in 85, I learned the word coffin was also the word for ark.
Yes.
Which gave me great comfort at the time.
Oh, really?
I can appreciate that. But the word for ark is teva, which also can translates in another in the Book of Prophets as a coffin, but it also translates as words. Teva means a word, which gives you a whole new understanding to what is an ark. Because you say the Shema as a protection, which is an ark.
Wow. So basically, the coffin could be a protection of your vessel and soul to be contained from whatever happens to it when you're buried, you know.
Well, we don't see it. The coffin, if you go to the Greek and the Roman legends, they would proceed or view the coffin as traveling on a river to the next world. The coffin is a protection, but it doesn't truly protect, because the body decomposes, right?
Right, that's correct. That was an interesting study to find out why they had coffins and where that came from, but okay.
Well, in the Orthodox tradition, they don't have coffins.
What do they have?
Well, today they have wooden boxes, but they place the body in a shroud in a Muslim or a linen white shroud. But in the olden days, they didn't use wooden boxes. They just buried people in the ground. The shroud was their protection, was their coffin.
So you think the coffin came from the Greeks?
I don't know the history of where the coffins came from. I know that in California, and also I found out in Georgia, they line the grave with concrete. Which lengthens the process of decomposition. They're doing it to protect the groundwater, but you know the reality is it's really not a good idea for the soul. It just lengthens the time the soul has to remain with the dead body. So we're out of time. Tonight's class is questions and answers. It's at 7 o'clock West Coast time, so I hope you'll join us for that. And tomorrow is Thursday. We'll do advanced reincarnation at 4:30, and at 7 o'clock a Zohar class.
Okay.
Shalom to all.
Okay, well, you thank
all
you.
A wonderful fifth.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon.
Okay. Bye bye.
And I hope you have a wonderful sixth as well.
Thank you. Shalom.